We were fortunate to receive some Workforce Education Innovation funds to help get this started at VCSU. Although we've been an innovative technology-focused university as part of our mission for a long, long time. Back in 96, we were the second university in the nation to provide laptop computers for all of our students, and that practice continues today. But it's much more than that, Scott. It's the way we teach. It's how we teach. It's embedding that into our curriculum. And this AI Institute, we believe, is very important, not just for our campus, but for our students, for K-12 teachers that are already out there in the system, helping upskill them with the latest and greatest in AI technologies and just embedding it across our curriculum here at VCSU.
Yeah, and again, the careers available here are incredible. I mean, they're going to be multiplying, and you know, who doesn't want to work for Meta or some of these companies that pay extraordinary amounts of money? I mean, you do this kind of work for Amazon or, again, I could just go down the list, NVIDIA, there's Google, there's incredible opportunities that are here, and these, they're called hyperscalers. They're here now begging for this to be done, and not 5 years from now, now. So it's really good. How do your students react to this? If you went over there today to the AI Institute you have at VCSU, what are they saying about the opportunities?
They're fully embracing it. You know, they've been using it in a variety of ways for a long time, and some of them don't even know it. But just the opportunity, I think, to really help them enhance their skills, get them ready for the workforce. The students are completely on board with this, as are our faculty and our staff here at VCSU. We had a retreat about a week ago, and we talked about this at great length, and we brought all the department chairs in to this meeting, and it's very gratifying to see that all of the departments are looking at ways that they can build it into their curriculums.
It's great. How many students do you have total now in Valley City?
Yeah, 1,827 this fall. It's a third fall semester in a row that we've broken a record for enrollment. We're very grateful for that. Lots of people are working really hard. You know, when you think of Valley City State as one of the regional institutions here in North Dakota, it might surprise people to know we have students from 38 different states. Wow. That attend VCSU and eight different countries. And so our students are coming from a wide swath. And while that's the case, over 70% of them are from North Dakota.
That's interesting. What draws them in? I mean, you do an athletic scholarships there. Like, what is the attraction from these 38 states or 37 other states?
Yeah, I think it's quality programs. It's scholarships, as you say. Last year, we awarded over $2 million in scholarships. And for an institution of this size, that's significant. We're very grateful to have a lot of generous support from our donors to make that possible. New facilities. The campus has really transformed in the last 5 years. We have the Larry J. Robinson Center for the Arts, a $32 million facility that opened in 2022. It houses world-class performance spaces for our music and our art programs and guest speakers and events and symposiums. We just opened our McCarthy Hall renovated facility for our School of Education and Technical Education. That opened in August, and that was a $13.5 million project. All of these have state support included, as well as a lot of private support. And then most recently, we've broken ground on our new Theraldson Center for the Performing Arts. I'm sorry, the Theraldson Center, Family Center for Athletics. It's a $65,000 square foot space, indoor turf. It's going to allow our athletes to practice and perform year-round. And it's going to be big enough that we can play indoor softball.
Gary and Connie Theraldson and the whole Theraldson family, amazing give back. His first hotel was in Valley City, a Super 8, came out of Daisy, North Dakota, and continues to give back in enormous ways. Great, great family. Blue-collar billionaire, that's what we call him.
Yeah,
and that's
67 grad of VCSU.
Oh, is he really? I don't know that I knew that. He's an alum, too.
Yeah. He's an alum, yep.
That's awesome. Well, I'm just trying to do the math, but you're in 1,800 students there. You're a large percentage of Valley City's population on that campus, aren't you?
Yeah, we really are. We've got a great relationship with the local school district and with the community here in Valley City. It's such a supportive community. We had an event about a month ago called Summer Vikes on Central. We all line up on the the north side of the Walk Bridge, walk across the Cheyenne River, head into downtown, and they had a live band set up. The businesses stay open for our students, and it's just a great opportunity for our students and community to come together and realize some of the opportunities, and we're very grateful for their support.
I have a question just about the culture of campuses these days. We have been talking a lot about Charlie Kirk, an event up at UND tonight honoring him, and what he did to lean into kids and talk about faith and talk about critical thinking on important issues. Colleges get, I think, sometimes, especially in North Dakota, a bad rap, mostly from, I don't know, professors that have a different mindset than many of us. What do you think about the woke world we live in higher education, and is it different here?
Yeah, I think largely it is different here. I think you look at the entire Upper Midwest, North Dakota, South Dakota. You've got states where they don't let that part of the narrative that's out there impact how they're teaching, what they're teaching, and the environment that we have on campus. You go into any classroom, and the bottom line here at Valley City State, and I'm sure it's the same way on every other campus in North Dakota, is quality. We want to make sure we're providing quality experiences for our students in the best possible way, in preparing them for their careers.